Well, there's no doubt everyone walked away from Allen Fieldhouse probably shaking their heads the other night when Kansas had the comeback win over West Virginia, 76-69 in overtime, which gave Kansas an outright Big 12 title and their 11th consecutive portion of one as well. Jamari Traylor on getting to clinch outright.
It's definitely important. I mean, you never want to share anything, you know. And we definitely wanted to finish the night and cut down the nets here because we never really ever get the chance to do that. And we knew it would be special for Christian, basically because of senior night and everything. And that's pretty much our goal.
After the game, Traylor joined us on the Jayhawk Locker Room Show and says this was the kind of game they didn't win last year.
Compared to last year, I feel like we got the wins in the closer games this year. I mean, it was games. We still lost to West Virginia recently at the buzzer, but I feel like last year we lose to, like, Colorado at the buzzer and somebody else at the buzzer. Like, we never get those stops that we needed, and we definitely hunkered down this game. I'm proud of my team.
Down 18 in the first half, 14 at halftime. Things didn't look good for the Jayhawks, but Frank Mason says the team was confident in a comeback.
Our thoughts and messages to the team was just get stops, you know, keep believing, keep fighting. Years ago, I mean, the 2018 was down 9 with, I think, 2 minutes left. They came back and made a run. So I just think a little things like that. Just know it's possible with 2 minutes left. Just keep believing.
Now, the win did come at a cost. The Jayhawks lost their leading scorer and rebounder, Perry Ellis, after 17 minutes with a knee injury. He will not play in the game today at Oklahoma. Kansas coach Bill Self.
He's responding well to treatment, but he's definitely not going to play. But he's responding well to treatment, and just exactly what the doctor said the other day. Hopefully in a week, we'll know if he can get out there and play. So not anything that's been negative whatsoever. So we'll just have to wait and see. But hopefully by next Tuesday or so, we'll have a better feel on what his status will be for the Big 12 tournament.
So they lost Perry Ellis early in this one. The threes weren't falling. What was Frank Mason thinking?
Just knew other guys had to step up, whoever got the chance to get in the game. We knew guys had to make plays, and I think that's what my teammates did.
Anything that specifically turned it for you guys? Was it getting a better job on the backboards?
Yeah, I think we rebounded the ball a little bit better the second half. I think guys were more aggressive, and we got more stops. I think they scored like 25 points to last 29 points the last 25 minutes, so I think we were pretty solid on defense.
The Jayhawks came storming back in the comeback win. Landon Lucas played some big minutes as well, in place, of course, with Perry Ellis out. 26 minutes for him and 6 rebounds, and he says winning like that was a good thing.
I think that was a game that we kind of needed. You know, things not going our way and still coming out with the win is a good thing for us to get used to, because there's going to be games like that in the tournament and you can't lose those or else your season's over. So
Lucas also had one of the bigger plays of the game, a big block and rebound late for the Jayhawks.
At West Virginia, I felt pretty bad because I felt like I let my teammates down by missing the free throws at the end of the game. And at the time, I felt like that could have possibly lost us a league. So I just prayed that I had another opportunity to make up for it. And during the game, it wasn't, really going my way, and I didn't have a very good game. But, my team fought hard and brought it back. And then at the end, I just was there at the right time. So
big plays all around in this one. Devontae Graham stepped to the line with 11.5 seconds to go, drained 2 free throws, which ultimately sent the game to overtime.
I didn't have any nerves. Got the ice water in my veins, so I stepped up to the line and I was just saying game time, had to make the free throws even though I had missed a couple before that. So
it boosted my confidence a lot, after I made the free throws and we got the stop, it was just, now we got to go win it. So I think it did.
And how about Hunter Mickelson? 8 points, 2 rebounds in 13 minutes, also had 3 steals and 2 blocks. His head coach, in fact, found him after the game.
He said he was proud of me for, stepping up whenever my name was called. And, he kind of joked around. He said he kind of asked in a question, like, oh, you stepped up. And I was like, yeah, a little bit. And he's like, you never knew you would, huh? And I was like, yeah. I mean, I just kind of went with it and, ended up working out. I mean, I've tried to keep that attitude, it's a little different, not really playing as much as maybe I'd want to. But, just being able to help the team and do whatever I need to do. So you know, just kind of keep the attitude, and whenever opportunities come, try to make the most of them.
So the Jayhawks cut down the nets on their home floor, celebrating the 11th straight Big 12 title, and now head into the finale at Oklahoma today. Jamari Traylor says there's still plenty to play for.
We just want to build momentum going into the tournament. And as a team, you never want to lose. So we don't want to lose to anybody. Every time you step on the court, you want to get a win going out there. But we always got something to play for. We can play for momentum. We could play for just to get better every day. So, I mean, we're not going to be flat.
Now the Jayhawks will go in shorthanded to this one. No Perry Ellis. No Cliff Alexander for this one. And Wayne Selden is dealing with a bad ankle. They may go in shorthanded in the front court especially, but Landon Lucas says they still want to go in and get a win.
It's another game to get better, and we want to win. I mean, we're not going there, you know, looking at the game any different. We want to win the game, and it's just a next man up mentality, and I'm sure, you know, Hunter's thinking the same way.
Just three bigs a possibility against Oklahoma, and that means more minutes for Hunter Mickelson.
Yeah, that might be the case. I mean, I just want to, like I said, I just want to help the guys out as much as I can, you know. And if that's the case, that we do have three guys, then if, you know, whoever's in needs a break, then, you know, I can definitely come in and help them out, and, you know, just help in general, you know, just kind of get us hopefully to where we need to be, or help out enough to get where we need to be.
Well, the Jayhawks have proven they can win many games through many different styles, many different ways, with any number of players stepping up. This may be another opportunity to do that today. Not a ton on the line for the Jayhawks, already clinching the Big 12 title and the number one seed in the upcoming Big 12 championship in Kansas City next week. But they'll tangle toe-to-toe with Oklahoma on this, the final game of the regular season. David, back to you.